USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Korean President Moon is at the White House for a day of meetings and events. Moon meeting with Vice President Harris's office for the bilateral meetings. He's then set to meet with President Biden, and later the two leaders are set to hold a joint news conference in the East Room. President Biden also paying tribute to a U.S.-Korean War veteran. Airports across the country are experiencing long delays thanks to a problem with the online systems of two of the nation's major airlines. Following complaints from travelers, American Airlines and JetBlue are apologizing and say they're working to solve the problem. JetBlue on its website says that a system outage is to blame. Kroger no longer has a mask requirement for fully vaccinated customers, and not everyone is happy about that. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union saying it's too dangerous to end the store's mask mandate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree. Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too. And find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.